On the other side of the closed bathroom door, the water was running. Since the day we had checked into the hotel, Sohrab took a long bath every night before bed. In Kabul, hot running water had been like father's, a rare commodity. Now, Sohrab spent almost an hour a night in the bath, soaking in the soap water, scrubbing. Sitting on the edge of the bed, I called Soraya. I glanced at the thin line of light under the bathroom door. "Do you feel clean yet, Sohrab?" I thought. I passed on to Soraya what Raymond Andrews had told me. "So, what do you think?" I said. "Well, we have to think he's wrong," she said. She told me she had called a few adoption agencies that arranged international adoptions. She had not yet found one that would consider doing an Afghan adoption, but she was still looking. "How are your parents taking the news?" I said. "Mother is happy for us. You know how she feels about you, Amir. You can do no wrong in her eyes. Padar, well, as always, he's a little harder to read. He's not saying much. And you? Are you happy?" I heard her shifting the receiver to her other hand. "I think we'll be good for your nephew, but maybe he'll be good for us too." "I was thinking the same thing," I said. "I know it sounds crazy," she said, "but I find myself wondering what his favorite korma will be, his favorite subject in school. I picture myself helping him with homework." She laughed. In the bathroom, the water had stopped running. I could hear Sohrab in there, shifting in the tub, spilling water over the sides. "You're going to be great," I said. "Oh, I almost forgot. I called Coco Sharif," she said. I remembered him reciting a poem at our nikah from a scrap of hotel stationery paper. His son had held the Quran over our heads as Soraya and I had walked toward the stage, smiling at the flashing cameras. "What did he say?" I asked. "Well, he's going to stir the pot for us. He'll call some of his INS buddies," she said. "Well, that's really great news," I said. "I can't wait for you to see Sohrab." "I can't wait to see you," she said. I hung up smiling. Sohrab emerged from the bathroom a few minutes later. He had barely said a dozen words since the meeting with Raymond Andrews, and my attempts at conversation had only met with a nod or a monosyllabic reply. He climbed into bed, pulled the blanket to his chin. Within minutes, he was snoring. I wiped the circle on the fogged-up mirror and shaved with one of the hotel's old-fashioned razors, the type that opened and you slid the blade in. Then I took my own bath, lay there until the steaming hot water turned cold and my skin shriveled up. I lay there drifting, wondering, imagining.